Okay? So that's what, actually, I probably should talk about that on my next show. That'll be in 2 weeks. I'm going to do that. We're going to talk about emotional abuse in 2 weeks. But this is the kind of thing that I want women to be aware of. You know, there's different kinds of abuse, and no man should get a pass just because of his background. And if you don't want to date a thug dude, that's fine. I'm not, you know, advocating for them in any way. I'm just saying that a lot of guys that we know now that are professional, you know, successful businessmen and community leaders, when they were young, they were thugs. They just, you know, were smart enough to leave it behind before they got, you know, caught a bullet or a case. And so there you go. We got a caller, 704.
Oh, I guess I'm still on.
Oh, okay.
And the guys as well have to be aware of the women that they want and decide to hook up with, because we do have women that abuse men. So it's a two-way street.
Well, that is true. And we do also have girls, you know, there's some thuggish young women out here, too. You know, more and more girls are becoming violent, and, you know, they're roaming in gangs and robbing folks and beating up people. Like, wow, what the heck is going on with these people? And, you know, they had that TV show Snapped, where these women are, you know, man cheats, and they want to stalk and kill dudes. So, you know, some of these chicks not wrapped too tight, so I wouldn't really mess with them if I were a guy. But thank you.
No. It pays to know the person that you're dealing with. If necessary, you need to ask other people if they know that person, and what have you heard about that person. Is it all good or negative?
Mm-hmm.
And then you can decide from there.
That's right.
Because if you've been bad, somebody knows your history.
Well, I appreciate your comments. You made some really great points. So thank you for calling.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye. All right, let's get our next caller here. Pinky.
How you doing?
Just fine.
You know, I was listening to the conversation. And the problem, see, all this is a ramification of not having a family in the black society. Actually, this is the society's fault, because a lot of things have occurred throughout at least the last 30 years. Everything from welfare, abortion in particular, and the fact that you don't have, if you're a female, let me ask you a question. How would you know that you have a good husband?
Well, every woman's standards for that are going to be different. I know what works for me, but what works for me is not what is the standard for most women. For instance, I refuse to be with any man who is religious in any way, shape, or form. You come at me talking some religious crap, you are out of here. So see, but a lot of women, that's what they want. They want a, quote, God-fearing man. I don't. So right off the bat, you know, we have a difference of philosophy on what makes a good husband. And I go left and they go right.
You know, most women would say, you know, those things too. But hardly anymore do you hear a woman say his standards would be based compared to my daddy. I would have seen my father and his interaction with my mother throughout my life. And that would be at least a minimum basis. And another point, too. When we don't utilize the old systems for picking a woman for marriage or picking a male for marriage, that is, her brothers go out and check out the family, and his brothers and sisters go out and check out the family so that they would have a predisposition before it goes any further, then everything that we're doing is just a flip of a coin. So, you know, not to be preaching to any particular philosophy, but what we're seeing going on now is nothing more than an extension of just the destruction of the black society, black family, black values and ideas. And it's going to continue to be this way until at some point in time, a portion of our society us. I don't think it would be all. A good, strong portion of our society recapture things in order to set an example for the rest to, you know, join on and use as a model.
Okay. Well, those are valid points. I you know, had a great relationship with my dad, and it definitely helped, you know, formulate my opinions about what a man should be and who and how I should be treated by him. But, you know, we have a situation where a lot of young women are growing up without,
you know,
that influence. So who are they supposed to learn it from?
You know, my daughter came to me with three men that she had chose to be involved with. And the first two, after several months, I told no. And the third one, I said, yes, you can marry him. So you don't see that no more. And then you have some people that say, well, that's just putting too much restriction. Well, you're going to either have restrictions the way they were supposed to be applied, or later on you're going to have some sort of restriction, whether you're going to be in a cast or a bodysuit, a body cast, or in prison. So anyway.
Yep. Well, thank you.
Keep up the conversation.
Will do. Bye-bye. Yeah. So let's see, where was I that I wanted to talk about back to the topic about women dating the thug people. You know, people, I think, like to think when they see these guys that, you know, they're tough and rough, you know, they call them roughnecks and, you know, these thug dudes, and they think they don't have feelings. That's not true. And, you have a person who, in many instances, yeah, they're going to play games, but do you know a man who doesn't? You know, women try to say, well, you know, they play a lot of games, they all have a lot of women. Some of the biggest hoes in the world are dudes in college. And you know why? Because there's so many women there and so few brothers in the environment. So they just have, like, ridiculous numbers of women. So I can't say that it's only thugs that do that. It's only thugs that cheat. That would be an unfair statement. So, you know, I keep having to come back to this lady. You've got to do your own vetting. You got to really be clear on what it is you are looking for right now, because that's going to change. What you look for as a 18 or 19-year-old college student is going to be vastly different than what you look for when you're 30 years old and you're ready to get married and have a family. It's going to be completely different. So you've got to think about this kind of stuff and make some smart choices. So let's see. We got a caller, 619-619. Your mic's open. What's your question or comment? Hello? Your mic's open. Oh, I guess we lost that person. All right.